Assistant Attorney General Kyle Kaiser says the state decided to file an appeal because the question of whether same-sex marriages are constitutional in Utah is still uncertain. He says the office determined that the Evans versus Utah case is too intertwined with the case of Kitchen versus Herbert. That's the case that challenges the state's law banning same-sex marriage and has already been appealed to the Tenth Circuit. The three-judge panel hasn't issued a decision yet.
It's the state's position that if Kitchen is overturned, then the legal basis for those marriages under Utah law also evaporates.
Well, I think that that argument is wrong.
That's John Mejia, legal director of the ACLU of Utah and the plaintiff's attorney in Evans versus Utah. He says U.S. District Judge Dale Kimball has already ruled those marriages are binding.
Whether Kitchen versus Herbert is upheld or struck down is not of any moment to this case. Win or lose in Kitchen, these marriages have vested rights. These marriages took place under valid marriage licenses under the law as it stood at the time they were granted.
Plaintiff Matthew Barraza says he's disappointed that the state is appealing the ruling, but holds out hope that his marriage to Tony Milner will one day be recognized in Utah, and that Milner will become a legal guardian for their adopted son.
We're just trying to do what's best for our family and our son, and want him to be protected just like any other kid. So in a lot of ways, it's just hard to understand this latest appeal. But we are in it for the long haul and hopeful that eventually this will all be sorted out and that it'll be sorted out in our favor.
The plaintiffs have until June 12th to respond to the stay motion. Then the court will decide whether there will be a more permanent stay until the appeal is resolved. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.